Governor Andrew Cuomo recently announced a plan he hopes will end the AIDS epidemic in New York State by the year 2020. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, much of what's involved in the three-point program is already being done.
The governor's program, called Bending the Curve, concentrates on three things: identifying people who test HIV positive, linking those people to health care services, and stopping high-risk behavior, among others, to keep the HIV negative. Michael Crinan of ACR Health in Syracuse says the state's already been pushing these strategies for a while, but admits it's been under the radar and a push from the governor helps.
When the governor speaks and says, we're targeting an end of AIDS in New York State, that's like, really? Because I think most people are thinking, that's not curable, is it? Like, how can he end the AIDS epidemic in New York State? So it does cause people to like scratch their head, start talking.
The goal in New York State is to reduce the diagnosis of new cases of AIDS. This year, there will be an estimated 3,000 new AIDS cases diagnosed. The goal is to get that number down to 750. Crinan says that's doable, but admits there are some challenges. For instance, getting people who've tested positive for HIV to take medication for a lifetime, even though they feel well. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.